This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Have you heard of Common Core Standards, the new plan being adopted in public schools across America? It's a plan for a national standard to be imposed that will decide what American kids learn and what they will not learn. Parents are really upset about this plan. Nationalized education standards should be unconstitutional under the 10th Amendment, which limits federal influence over the states. The General Educational Provisions Act, a federal law, prohibits any department, agency, officer, or employee of the United States from exercising any direction, supervision, or control over the curriculum, program of instruction, administration, or personnel of any educational institution, school, or school system, or over the selection of library resources, textbooks, or other printed or published instructional materials by any educational institution or school system. Close quote. Now that sounds pretty strong from federal law, a law specifically enacted to severely limit federal control of education. The new Common Core standards do limit local control of education. They are copyrighted and owned by private organizations. Federal dictates assure that 85% of academic standards in reading and math will strictly adhere to Common Core standards, leaving only 15% of the standards eligible to be altered by a local district. For example, Common Core does not teach cursive writing, and if a local school wants to teach it anyway, instead of keyboarding mandated by Common Core, cursive writing would likely use up the entire allowed 15%. Now, we're always being told to get advice from other countries, so how about taking some advice from our neighbor, Canada? Canada has no national standards. All standards are adopted locally, and Canada does not even have a National Department of Education.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Can we send you the latest edition of the Education Reporter? Just write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 and read about what's working and what isn't in schools across the country and in your community. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 or go online to eagleforum.org. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
This is your host, Ryan Dawson, at least for the next 3 days. I am substituting for Mike Rivero. The number to call in is 800-313-9443. And Phil in Florida, we were just getting into African geopolitics. And are you still there, for one?
Oh, sure, yes, and I appreciate you letting me stay on. Thank you.
I've got a bunch to say. Yeah, that's how I roll.
Okay. Africa, you know, under AFRICOM, here's the thing. There's a great website, and I want to look up. You say his name is Tom Mellon?
Thomas Mountain.
Mountain. Okay.
Yes.
But
I have a podcast with him on ANCReport.com. I don't even plug my stuff a lot, but that's where I happen to know where it is. And he did a good interview with Scott Horton on the Scott Horton show. Thomas Mountain is the man, in my opinion, of giving you the blunt facts on African geopolitics, especially in the Horn of Africa and Somalia, Eritrea, Ethiopia, that area. Definitely look him up.
Well, I do also want to mention to the listeners this website, usinafrica.com, and Chris Ernesto out of St. Petersburg, St. Pete for Peace, they're the ones who put this together, and they've had it for a few years now. There's downloadable resources like flyers and stuff. And getting back to the anti-war left, their reasoning, the leadership's reasoning given for not applying the same standard of a public call for impeachment of Obama is they don't want to be affiliated with right-wing racist groups. So that's their reason given for actually practicing racism themselves by having different standards for the same crime based on race.
Well, that's the saddest thing, is that the fear of people calling you names, that someone might accuse you of being racist or whatever, allows people to either be indifferent to racism or to support it.
And
you
it
see
is
that, well, they don't want to oppose war where, you know, thousands of Arabs or Persians might be dying, or Africans are getting killed, or Palestinians, you know, of course. But if someone calls you anti-Semitic, then, yipe, let's run away because he called me a name, so I can't defend these people because I don't want to be called racist. And it's like, it's just, who cares what someone calls you? You're not racist. I mean, you're the one opposing the ethnic cleansing and slaughter. You know, it's beyond racism. It's murder.
But
how the hell can you not oppose murder because someone might call you a name?
And they're
what
brown
a
skinned
bunch
people.
Of pansies.
They're brown and black skinned people, the ones they're supposedly.
Even if they weren't, it doesn't matter who it was. Like,
exactly. But I mean, you know, the hypocrisy is. They're gatekeepers, and to And that's the way these organizations
the ultimate
gatekeeper
are. Is Noam Chomsky.
Yes, true.
I'm going to talk about that tomorrow because I said at the beginning of the show some topics I wanted to cover. So I do want to get into to Gaza and Afghanistan at least. And then I got some good news about Iceland. I'll just tell you real quick. They're throwing four different prominent bankers in jail.
In jail.
They're sentenced to jail 5 years for two of them, 3 years for two others. And I'll be coming across that story. But I'm going to have to let you go because I want to cover some of the things I promised. But thank you for calling and call back anytime. And I am going to do a lot more on Africa tomorrow too. I have a segment planned out for that. I just got to organize it a little better. And I'll be explaining some of the things that have been going on in Central Africa as well. And in the French and what they're doing. And it's an endless topic, but yeah, it is sad how much the left has hijacked the anti-war movement. When you see all the protests that were there for Bush and then nothing when Obama not only continued the same wars, but made them larger. He tripled the size of the war in Afghanistan, which is utterly disgusting. But, thanks Phil for your time and, call back anytime. Obama tripled the size of the war in Afghanistan, and I want to talk about Afghanistan because I feel like I'm guilty of this too. I and a lot of others put a lot more time into the war in Iraq. I guess it got a lot more attention than the war in Afghanistan. But I mean, just hours ago, a few hours before this program, six U.S. troops died in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan, unfortunately. And this is a country that America has been at war with since 2001, shortly after 9/11, since October 2001. It's the longest war. It's longer than Vietnam. And you really ought to say Vietnam was Indochina since they dropped countless munitions on Cambodia and Laos. More than they did on Vietnam, and dropped more on Vietnam than they did on the Nazis. They killed millions of people in Vietnam, but that's not considered a Holocaust because we did it. But the war in Afghanistan has been longer than that. And the government is talking about staying there for another 5 years. I'm not even going to get into how ridiculous we got Osama bin Laden fairy tale is, because I think it's kicking a dead horse, and I think a lot of people on this program probably heard it, and you got it. But suffice to say, even the government finally admits that the boogeyman is dead. So why are we there? And how little does the government even care? And I'll tell you how insignificant American life and the treasury mean to the psychopaths in the war party who compromise the leadership of the war departments. And that's what I call them, war departments. That's what the Defense Department's original name was, the War Department. And the State Department and these other departments are just war departments. And folks, this story is truly disgusting. And I think if Mike Rivera were here today, he would say something like, imagine my lack of shock. Because as revolting as it is, this type of chicken hawk indifference to the cost and suffering in war is so normal that it's no longer surprising, which makes it extra disgusting in my book that we can't even be shocked by these things. But this is what happened. This is what really happened. Just the other day, the House Foreign Affairs Committee, and this is totally under the radar, and I know nobody watches C-SPAN or whatever, but I do. The House Foreign Affairs Committee held a hearing about Afghanistan. It's about time. Been there over a dozen years. This was on December 11th. You can go check it out. And the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Afghanistan was there. His name is Michael DeMont. James F. Dobbins was there. He's the state's special representative to Afghanistan, emphasis on special. And Pakistan. And then there was Donald Sampler, who's the assistant to the administrator of the U.S. Agency for International Development, which you know as USAID. I like that title, assistant to the administrator. It's kind of like Dwight from The Office. He's literally the assistant to the administrator. The main administrator, Ravindra Shah, was the head of USAID, wasn't there, but it really wouldn't have made a difference. So you got all these guys from the State Department and the Pentagon, all these goobers are there before the Congressional Committee to talk about and answer questions about Afghanistan. That is the purpose of this hearing, right? So then Representative Dana Rohrabacher from California, who, by the way, is no white knight himself. He supported the Taliban in the 90s, and I don't want to make this guy look like a good guy, but compared to you'll see what happens. He gets on the mic, and he asks them, oh, we have a break coming. Okay, this gets really disgusting really fast, so I want to tell you about this hearing right after this commercial.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, welcome back. This is Ryan Dawson subbing for Mike Ribeiro, and I have a couple callers, and I'll get to you in just a second. I just want to finish this disgusting quick story on the hearing they had on Afghanistan. And basically, the representative from California got up, and he asked them, How much do we spend annually on Afghanistan? Now, remember, this is a hearing on Afghanistan. That's what they're there. Basic question, how much did we spend on Afghanistan last year? How much does it cost the American taxpayer? And he's met with pure silence. They're just all looking at each other like, oh, I don't know. Oh, what do you know? Looking for an answer. And none of them knew. And he said, anybody know? Nobody knows the total budget? What we're spending in Afghanistan? It's a hearing on Afghanistan. And we're supposed to believe you guys have a plan that's going to end in a positive way. Holy cow. And then the representative from Virginia jumps in, and you can, I have this whole thing up on my website, Rise to Sense. And then they asked them how many Americans had died, and they didn't know the answer to that either. They're just all looking at each other, dumbfounded. How many casualties were there? None of them knew. All these experts from the Pentagon are there and the State Department, and they're all just looking at each other. We don't know how much it costs, so we don't know how many people died. Why are you even there then? They're there to just make excuses for why they have to be in Afghanistan longer. They don't care how many Americans died because it doesn't matter to them. It's not their kids getting killed. But I'll tell you, 124 Americans died, not including, the year's not even over. They will not be coming home for Christmas. Well, they won't be coming home at all, ever, again. And they spent $88 billion, with a B, just this year on Afghanistan, only from the Pentagon, and another $4.6 billion from the State Department. Where did that money go? Because when you look at Afghanistan with the dirt roads and the cesspit that it is, it certainly doesn't look like a billion, much less billions, have been spent there trying to help the country. Now, Harley, you've been waiting patiently, and Mike, I'll get to you after. Harley in Indiana.
Yeah, look, I just wanted to comment. You were talking how long we were over, you know, Iraq, Afghanistan type thing. You got to remember, Bush stated in his statement after 9/11, his one speech, that it would be a 100 years war.
Yeah, and McCain and company were cheerleading that as well. I remember that.
Yes. So
but yeah, afterward, they started with that and they backpedaled and said, "Oh, it's going to be a quick war, 6 month war, and the oil revenue for Iraq will pay for it." That's something Wolfowitz said, and of course it was absolutely wrong, and he still ended up being appointed head of the World Bank, and then he gave one of his mistresses a giant salary that was larger than the State Department head.
That's right, but the 100 years is what they figure probably that it will take to totally suppress, you know, the final flame of liberty in the world.
I think, too, the method of war that they're actually aiming for, if you read the ODED Yudin policy papers and things the Pentagon has said, that the desired style of war that they like is perpetual low-level conflict with small arms so that they can justify the arms sales, but it's sort of a low death count, and it's just sort of a slow burning process as they can drag out contracts year after year. Because if you have a decisive victory, the war is over. But if you can do like they did in Vietnam, where they're not even attacking the northern side, they just sit on the defense the whole time and just losing life left and right on all sides, that's the preferred form of war. So they're in Afghanistan with no exit strategy and no plan on how you're supposed to win it, no real objectives, just running around, you know, chasing terrorists, but supposedly,
well,
and getting rid of IEDs. But
for silent wars.
Yeah, well, yeah, and don't forget all the heroin that's been liberated.
Oh, well, the county I am, they just was talking about how much is in the county. I'm out in the middle of farmland, and there's been two young people here die recently from heroin, and they're talking how it's an epidemic in the county.
Well, it's a $64 billion a year industry, almost completely run by the CIA. And this bothers me, too, and I don't do drugs or anything, and I don't care if someone does. Like marijuana or whatever, but they're putting people in cages for weed. And how does the government have any moral authority to put a person in a cage for smoking pot when the CIA is the biggest drug cartel on earth and is routinely giving weapons and money and guns not only to drug dealers and cartels, but also warlords and terrorists? I mean, they murder people all over the world. So how can these murdering psychopaths possibly think they have a moral high ground to stand on to put some teenager in a cage, send a bunch of guys with costumes and guns that they call police to go arrest people for victimless crime.
Well, that's the thing, you know, and these people, they go out here, and as you know, they break in people's doors, they shoot the wrong people, it's not even the correct house.
Yeah.
All across this nation, I'm sure, because it's around where I am.
Oh, yeah, Jones, 7-year-old, shot in the neck.
Well, they build houses identical, and they've done it for years. You know, a contractor will go in, and he builds the houses, and he'll build 2 or 3, 4 in a row that are identical.
Yeah, you recycle the blueprints and save money.
Well,
but in this particular case, the cops were on one of those stupid TV shows for cops, and they're showboating for the camera and shot a little girl.
And they can't see all the houses because of all the trees, so they see a house that looks like the one it's supposed to be, so then they go in there and kill these people.
Well, they shoot people's dogs, they rape people, they've raped people in the police station, they kill people, and they get put on paid leave. And they never, I mean, the cops investigate themselves, and lo and behold, no wrongdoing was done. I mean, they shoot 100 rounds in some unarmed 13-year-old in a pickup truck. I mean, it's just, they've gotten to the point where they've killed babies and gotten away with it.
Well, we had 2 prosecuted in Lake County, sometime this year. And they got them for taking guns, if I'm correct, the way I understood the newspaper, they got prosecuted for taking guns from you and selling them instead of, putting them wherever they put them.
Well, that LAPD got in trouble for a similar thing with drugs that were confiscated, supposedly in the evidence room or whatever, reselling it back on the street selectively.
Yes, well, this was 2 guys from the SWAT team.
Yeah,
I
can see that.
On the SWAT team, years ago, they used to come into a fraternity organization type thing that I belong to. They used to come in there on a Wednesday night, maybe they still do, but they would drink and have a meeting in the back room. The SWAT team, all the time. One night, they're sitting in there, and we're sitting around the bar, and we're having a few drinks, and, you know, because they're not in there back in the back room anymore, they're up front having a few drinks, and turns out the one guy who is kind of like, from the sounds of it, top dog, he is on leave to the Lake County Sheriff from the United States military, the Army. He is actually in the Army, but he is in charge of communications for the SWAT team, and, you know, in other words, the go-between, the guy tells him what to do type thing. And he was in the military.
Which is illegal.
Well,
to have the military occupying civilians, as they did after Katrina anyway, but there's so much police abuse
across
the country.
In other words, that other SWAT teams all across America have these people that are assigned to them from the military.
They had a judge in Georgia who was pre-signing warrants, just blank warrants with his name on it so the cops could just fill in whatever they wanted, and they already had a warrant, and they just went into whatever the hell they wanted.
Yes, well, you know, Indiana has ruled that the police can enter your home anytime they want, even illegally, and you cannot stop them.
That's just like the NSA.
Yes, if you stop them, you are guilty of a crime, and you can be prosecuted, and, of course, obviously shot and tasered because you resisted their entrance.
Well, I'll tell you who has a great blog about the police is Will Grigg. William Griggs got a great blog, and I got callers lining up, so I'm sorry. Thanks for calling in. Am I going to take Mike in New York? If you're there. Oh, shoot. Break is coming. Bad timing. Mike, right after the break, I'll have you, and then Larry.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
And we're back. This is Ryan Dawson subbing for Mike Rivero. I got about a half hour left, and I'll tell you this. I had an idea during the break. Whatever I don't get to now, like I do want to talk about the floods in Gaza. I want to talk about the NSA, have more in Afghanistan. And what I'll do is I'm going to post the entire hearing about Afghanistan up on whatreallyhappened.com. I'm sure it'll get bumped up on the top page, as well as a video about the floods in Gaza. And then I will talk about them again tomorrow, and I want to get into Pearl Harbor and the spat between Japan and China and a lot of other news. But callers come first, and you've been waiting patiently. Mike, what is on your mind from New York?
My call.
Yes.
First, I admire your work, and I've been following your videos for years. And I heard one of my favorite Ryan Dawson catchphrases a moment ago, and it prompted me to call in, which was... Imagine my lack of shock.
And
yeah, pretty cool. I have two questions for you, Ryan. First, I hear you're putting together a new type of alternative media forum with Bill Sill and a few others. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. Basically,
and also, let me catch my other question out just to make sure I get it out here. I know that you live in Asia, and I was wondering what you had to say about Fukushima and radiation.
I got a lot to say. I'll answer the easier question first. So,
okay.
On my site, my own site, which is ancreport.com, I've had a bunch of sites. All I'm on, like, Rise 2 Cents, and then YouTube, and just all this. And we decided to put them all together under one roof. And then I've got a lot of other great independent journalists, because from doing the podcast, both with Sibel and now on my own site, I've got this great contact list. And some of the individuals, like you mentioned, Bill Still, Jeff Blankford, Grant Smith, like lots of people that you've heard me on the podcast with, have this idea of making a network where to kind of combat the sensationalism that you hear on a lot of the so-called independent media. I'm not going to get into old pointy boots or anything. And, of course, the corporate media. And so I thought, well, why don't we just make our own site and put it all together? And this is very feasible. It will take a little funding, because I have to pay webmasters, and I want to pay these guys and myself, because of time and research and everything. But it's much less expensive to tell the truth than it is a lie. Lying costs a lot of money. The mainstream media has to spend millions to lie to people, but we don't need so much. But anyone out there listening, I can tell you that just from this program alone, there's thousands of listeners. If you went to ancreport.com, there's a little donation button. If you have PayPal or a credit card, if you even donated $2, I could end my donation drive tomorrow, because it doesn't cost that much. But the idea is, and we'll be bringing this in probably before January, that we'll have the Bill Still and many other journalists. I don't want to release the list prematurely, but we're going to have us all under one roof, and it's going to be an amazing independent media network.
It's a great idea.
Podcasts, articles, Pepe Escobar, like a lot of great names, and I'm very excited about it, and it's been a dream of mine since I started this. I started with an AOL Homepage page with 12 people and worked my way up to being on the Jon Stewart Show and the Mike Rivera Show, and this is the direction we're going, and if people can donate a couple bucks, I would really appreciate it, because if you donate early, I'll be able to start paying these people now and get this off the ground and have it up hopefully a little bit after Christmas. And the Fukushima question, if I can answer that in time. Fukushima was a horrible natural disaster. We had both the tsunami, which killed about 20,000 people. The admitted deaths are much lower. They say around 10,000, and there's 10,000 missing. Well, if you've been missing since 2011, for that long, you're dead. And there was a lot of elderly people, and It was just horrible. And then on top of that, of course, you had the Daiichi reactors. There are 6 reactors side by side. And what happened is, in many of them, they were housing the spent fuel rods, which have this ceramic, it's nuclear waste, uranium pellets and things up top, right above where the reactors were. And some of the rods that these are contained in cracked. And the heat from this released hydrogen gas plumes. It burned off the water. They had to constantly recycle the water. And a lot of this water, it's leaking in. The water's getting radioactive material in it. Not to overblow that, it's about the same level of about 76 million bananas. Because I don't want to talk in technical terms, because nobody knows what those numbers are. But a banana is radioactive, barely. Don't be afraid of bananas or anything, but we consume more than 76 million per day, but that's about how much is being placed into the seawater, but it's happening every day. So they think they, with that diluted amount, you're not going to have, radioactive fish or anything like that. But again, this is coming from government, so you can't really trust the numbers. And TEPCO, the Tokyo Electric Power Company, which has been charging that, is all these interlacings with the Inagawa Kai and Yakuza Mafia, and it's just a mess. And you have KEPCO on the other side, the Kansai region, just sort of the western Japan. They had the only reactor that was actually still on, and so a lot of the nuclear power in Japan has been turned off. It's all off now, and they've been forced to buy, ironically, more oil and gas from Iran and other places, and a lot of coal from Canada, and it's it's hurting tourism in Japan, it's hurting the electric price, but still you have this problem of them having to push this water back into the sea because they have to constantly get the water on these rods and this cleanup. And I really think it should take an international effort to clean up Fukushima, but the pride or whatever of Japan, they're not accepting the help that they ought to be taking. And a lot of the people they're hiring, even though it is $100 an hour, who are in these suits and doing it, are still cutting corners. And it's just a major problem. They've scooped up the soil all around, like a 30-mile radius around. You can't go to Fukushima, by the way. You can go to the prefecture. It's like New York, New York. You have a state and a city. But where the plants were, you cannot go there. They're not growing anything there. There are no animals there. All the domesticated animals are just left to die. You can't go back. If you had a home there, tough. You can't get your things. Nothing. And the worst part for me, there's been a lot of fear-mongering about how much radiation there is. And
that's what I wanted to know about. Are you scared of your family?
It's bull. Yes, there's radiation. But what they've said is what they've done is people have gone around, and I'm not going to say any names, but fear cells. And what they did is they took these maps of the tidal waves, which is very colorful. You've probably seen them, the yellow and orange and red. And it shows, and it conveniently stops at the water because that was the wave chart. And someone went in and photoshopped the wave part off and added a radiation chart. And then another group took an actual, a company from Australia, a legitimate company, and put their seal on it to make it look like they made these readings. And the company came out and said, well, this is ridiculous. It had nothing to do with this. And so they're scaring the hell out of the whole world, acting like radiation was leaking conveniently only eastward toward the United States and all. Never crossed to the other side of Japan, to the Sea of Japan, because it was a map of the waves, and the waves can't go through the country. So it was just showing the rate of the tsunami and the height. That's what those colorful maps with the yellow scribbles and stuff are. It's not the radiation. That is the height of the wave. So calm down. I would not live here. I would not live here if I was not 100% sure that I'm not going to, become an X-Men later from radiation or whatever. It's not. There is zero. I've had people from Germany and other countries come here. I offer them $1,000, which I don't even have, to get a reading, and they came and they took the little Geiger counters and everything. They did readings in Tokyo as well as Osaka, and they couldn't find anything higher than what they found in Europe. They actually found higher readings in Europe, which is basically zero.
That's comforting news.
Yeah, it is. And I really am disgusted by some of the Benjamin Fulford types out here and the idiots saying they're earthquake machines and stuff. Like, this kind of propaganda hurts independent media, and when you talk about stuff like HAARP and things, you really don't know what you're talking about, and crazy map that you saw on a meme on Facebook or something, and that's your depth of research, you're doing a disservice to everyone else, because I made documentary films about actual conspiracies, but I can back it up, and when you just kind of unquestionably take something because it's scary, and you think, well, the government lies, and so they're scaring everybody, and maybe they're just hiding all the radiation. Like, you can't hide radiation. Like, anybody can come out and with a detector and show you themselves that there's radiation. And I welcome any journalists to come and take readings in Nara or Osaka or Kansai or wherever you want other than Fukushima, and you're just not going to find it because it isn't there.
Okay, pal, thanks for answering my question. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. I'll take Larry and George after the break. Sorry, guys.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at stemgevity.com today. That's STEMGEVITY. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
And not yet. Hey, we're back. Larry in Washington, are you there? You've been waiting patiently.
Oh, yes, I am. Nice to hear you. Could you then explain to me what's causing all the starfish to die on the West Coast all the way down? The scientist professor at University of Ontario a couple weeks back talked about radiation within the salmon.
I don't know what is killing the starfish or if that's even happening, but I would say if it's radiation, it's not from Fukushima, because you'd have to have everything between there and Japan also getting killed.
Are there any residual readings in Nagasaki and Hiroshima from our murder of the Japanese?
There were, and I don't know if maybe you went to Ground Zero. There could be, but they've built Hiroshima back, and they've rebuilt Nagasaki exactly where it used to be. And there are survivors from the initial blast who still have radiation poisoning who were there in the 40s. But as far as birth defects and cancer rates and people being born today are on par with anywhere, so it doesn't seem to still be there. But I don't know that for a fact, like, because probably you can live there as an adult, but I don't think many people are choosing to have children in these areas. And a lot of people in Fukushima, too, why gamble, right? You know, they can go down to Okinawa or somewhere much further away when people are pregnant to have their babies, because that's who's really the most susceptible to such a reading. But if you were to go take your Geiger counter down there or whatever, I don't know for a fact, but I would assume probably not, because they built a big city there and millions of people live there now. So I would doubt it.
Well, then, what is causing all the birth defects in Iraq if it's not the depleted uranium?
I think the depleted uranium probably is causing birth defects in Iraq. But the depleted uranium was dumped all over Iraq in the 90s and then in 2003, very recently. And,
depleted uranium is in our ammunition.
Yeah, the DU is in our ammunition. It's affecting some of our own soldiers who handled it as well.
Yeah.
And DU was also used on Lebanon and in Gaza by the Israelis.
And in Bosnia.
And in Bosnia, that's right.
You have a DVD that you say covers all this from the Korean conflict on?
Yeah, well, I mean, not every single tiny...
Well, I know.
Operation, but the big ones, yeah, from about 1950 to 2010 or so, and I already made some movies on the modern thing, so I just deferred to those near the end of it, but yeah, it's called Decades of Deception, and you can Google that, or my website is ancreport.com, and there's a store button there, but it's, there's a version of a YouTube free. It doesn't have the background music and stuff, and I updated a few times because I forgot Operation Gladio and like some major things. But yeah, it covers a lot from the Suzanne crisis on through to the Kennedys, the Vietnam War, like the Gulf of Tonkin, like all the major ones, and a lot, and some people had never heard of, and even some things that people did know about, like Operation Northwoods. Usually, all they know about it is the hijacked plane scenario, but if you really dig into the other things they were saying and a lot of what they planned for Cuba, it is absolutely shocking and disgusting. And Decades of Deception touches on all of it, just like a timeline. It's a documentary. It's not a movie, but it's like the movies I make. It's a documentary where I'm just narrating what would happen and show you, you know, clips if I could find the B-roll or live footage from the time period. It got more advanced as it got more modern, because it's harder to find things the older they are.
And your website's ANC Report?
That's right.
.com?
.com. ANC is anti-neocon.
Excuse me?
ANC stood for anti-neocon, which is my old site, but this is where I'll be posting everything from now on, and you can get that movie there, and you can watch it on Vimeo or on YouTube. You don't have to get a DVD. The DVD is like a donation to me.
Well,
it is. Well, you can watch it on a DVD player, and it is more updated. But, I mean, I'm just letting everyone know it is for free out there, too, the information.
All right. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
George in Texas. Is George there? Did we lose George? I guess so. Well, thank you, Larry. George, if you want to call back in, you can. And for anyone else, the number to call in is 800-313-9443. And you also have the Skype option available as well. Yeah, depleted uranium, I'm glad you brought that up. DU, I went to some talks here. I'm actually part of an anti-nuclear organization. I'm not against nuclear power. Scientifically, what I'm against is the way it's not regulated And that doesn't make me pro-regulation either. I think regulation and deregulation have to be taken case by case. Oh, you're saying George is there?
Yeah, just George.
Oh, hi, George. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't.
How you doing?
Chime in. I'm all right.
Well, you know, the thing is, I kind of noticed with this, when this whole Fukushima started, and when people don't know, when a radioactive core shuts down, whatever, it takes about 6 to 8 months for that radioactive core to cool. That's number one. And number two, I even noticed a lot of Patriot broadcasters, since Fukushima started, they have used this issue to justify their existence. And all of a sudden, everybody's becoming an expert on radiation without really any data to back it up. I kind of noticed that, too.
There's a lot of fear-mongering. A lot of people would be like, you're going to be in the FEMA camps and release a biovirus and wipe out 80% of the population. Send me money.
Well, you know, it's just crazy. I wanted to go tell off a big radio talk show host. I said, you need to be reading the Holy Bible than you need to be reading David Rockefeller's memoirs. Because if you read David Rockefeller's memoirs, you're going to go crazy. Besides, the Bible teaches me all I need to know. But but you know, the thing is about the radiation from Fukushima. I talked to a few Russian students in St. Petersburg. And here's a little dirty secret I would say. After Fukushima erupted, the volcanoes in Iceland erupted, and don't they know that the volcanic ash neutralizes and absorbs the radioactive particles? Don't they know
that? There was a volcano in Japan that erupted the same day that was caused from the same earthquake that caused the tsunami.
Yeah.
That's why the heat in the area and the atmosphere had gone up, and people point to that as from the kooky harp stuff. They're like, no, it's a volcano, and it was an earthquake. Folks, I mean, there was an earthquake in New Zealand prior to that, and one in Chile. It's part of the Ring of Fire. It was natural. They told me when I first came to Japan to be expecting the big one because it was on that cycle, and it happened just as they predicted. You know, there's no interest in the U.S. to use an earthquake machine in Alaska, which would be to hit an ally. If they had the ability to make earthquakes, there'd be an earthquake in Iran tomorrow. Trust me, it's ridiculous. You cannot make tectonic plates move vertically up and down with radio waves or lasers or anything else. And you can't put nukes down in the trenches in the ocean either without leaving radiation. It would still not blow them up and down. I mean, it amazes me the level of stupidity and ignorance people have about what they think physics and science. They don't know what the hell they're talking about. You are suckers for charlatan, fear-mongering salesmen. That is not to say there isn't radiation from Fukushima, because there is radiation from Fukushima. And the reason I'm trying to point out about the people who are exaggerating is because people hear the most outrageous claim and then throw out the baby with the bathwater and say, oh, well, none of it's true. No, some of it is true. But these charlatans who have over-exaggerated everything have just polluted the issue to where you can barely talk about it. And they did the same thing for 9/11 and many other issues.
Well, you know, the thing is, people don't talk about, and it's like oceanographers notice this, too. They say the underwater volcanic activity is going to, if there's any radiation in the water from Fukushima, it's going to cleanse it. Because I believe the Earth can clean itself. And all this fear-mongering is, you know, short-term environmental damage, but long-term, we're going to be okay.
Well, it's a disaster, and what saddens me is how the government of Japan spent the money. They got all this money. Well, we got a break. It's going to be the end. But I'll just tell you real fast, everybody. Japan spent a lot of money on a lot of prefectures that were not affected by the earthquake for pet projects. It was absolutely disgusting. And I'll see you all guys tomorrow. Same time. We'll talk more about this. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening. Check out whatreallyhappened.com. And you can get the archives and download the show. Bye, everybody.
With finance.